All the design modules on Amazon can be a little confusing, so I'm going to break them down. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. We're going to be looking at A-plus content, premium A-plus content, brand stories, and some of the other modules on Amazon. So first, a couple of quick facts. The pixel count for regular standard A-plus content is 970 pixels. Premium is 1464, and the brand story is also 1464. So I'm going to go over to one of my listings on Age of Sage, and I'm going to show you the difference between all of these. So this, at the first section called From the Brand, is brand story. That's a brand story that allows you to get horizontal real estate. It's very important that all of the things that we talk about today that you use and take advantage of alt text, that is characters behind each photo. There's up to 100 characters. Every single photo can take advantage of this. This does help SEO indexing on both the brand story and any A-plus content modules. It does not help you up here in the photo stack. You'll notice there's no alt text behind those photos. You can't set that even if there was. The brand story is a really newer module. It's about a year and a half old, and you get horizontal real estate. Why is this important? Because if you scroll up, you can see the competitors have ads on your listing, and the consumer has been trained for the last decade to click to the right and click on all of those ads. Therefore, your brand story is an opportunity for you to take advantage of them scrolling on your products for free and not the competitors. So in here, you can put in modules that include text and an image, modules that include four stack of your products, and a link to the brand store. So in my opinion, the best way to set up the brand story is to have some text on the first module with an image, followed by a couple of modules of your products. Then do the same thing and repeat it, image with some text, maybe a hardcore text, followed by more modules of products, modules with text and images again, and more product modules, just to kind of rotate through that same concept over and over again. I believe there are 19 modules maximum that you can fill out. So if you think about it, there are like 90 products you can link to through your brand story module, which is really important because it increases your average order value when you link to all of these different products. The text here that is crawlable also helps you with SEO, allowing you to put in keywords directly into crawlable text that the robots will pick up. Do I think any consumer is going to start here for your product and scroll down and read your brand story? Yes, but it's going to be about 2 to 3% of people. Therefore, text is for robots and images are for people. If somebody takes the time to scroll down, most of the people are on mobile anyway, they're going to look at the images and look for the theme. They're going to look for the aspect or what's going on with the listing. So that's the brand story. I also recommend that the background image here is supportive of your logo and packaging. Make sure you show people and humanize your listing and get lifestyle elements. If you just do a full color or kind of a dull or lame background, it's not going to help your brand story. Moving on to premium A-plus content or standard A-plus content. So here's the comparison behind that. Here is standard. You'll notice the width is not great. It's under 1,000 pixels. Here is the 1,400 pixel version of premium A-plus content. Significantly more grandiose. Amazon used to charge $250,000 for this, and you could only get it on Vendor Central. It's now available to you for free on standard, on your standard Seller Central account. So in here, you get a really gigantic image. I do take advantage of the vertical space in premium A-plus content, as well as regular standard A-plus content. You get some vertical space, but just take a gander at this. So that's one scroll, two scroll, three scroll, four scroll, five. It takes almost five, about 4.5 scrolls to get through all the premium A-plus content. By the way, here's my favorite module. This is the product grid comparison chart. What I really love about this, there's some recent updates where you can see customer reviews, pricing. You can then set additional keywords inside of the product grid here. It's one of the best ways to get linked Between products, you can increase your average order value. You can compare and contrast your good, better, and best products. If you have multiple scents or color variations, you can post them here. I did a packaging update, so I showed the product in multiple different packaging elements, and I linked to other products that were frequently bought together. So it's a great way to take advantage of that. This module is available on both standard and premium. You must use it. Do not forget to use the product comparison grid. I cannot emphasize this enough. It is the most important module. Now, if you don't have other products, maybe not as important. But even if you don't, you could compare to a fake competitor. I say fake because you'll set up a straw man competitor to compare against other guy, if you will. And you could use the product grid comparison for that if you like. So standard A-plus content. You'll notice that the vertical image cannot even go down one scroll. So back in the day when premium A-plus content was not available, this is what you could do to take advantage of a big image or trying to stack two images to make a single image. So this is one scroll, two scroll, three scroll, four scroll. And so premium A-plus content gets an extra half a scroll, if you will, in comparison, plus the width. And if you calculate the amount of pixels that ends up being, it's like 2,500 extra pixels overall, all combined. So it's a huge difference, but you get the alt text in both premium and standard content by adding the keyword. I like to call them image keywords, if you will. You can describe the image, but in my opinion, just stuff them with keywords. It's for the robots. It's not to help the blind read the image. It is there to get you SEO juice, to increase your sales. Take advantage of it. Amazon is allowing this. I've never been in trouble for this. Nobody I've ever heard or seen on social media has ever been in trouble for using alt text with keyword stuffing. I also do the same thing in the regular text, to be quite frank. It's advantageous. It will double your indexing in keywords typically versus having zero crawlable text versus having zero alt text. It makes a massive difference. All right, so now that I've shown you how to go about the comparison between these two, just a quick ad for me. If you go to myamazonguy.com, I do sell all three of these modules: standard A plus content for $1,000, premium for $2,000, and brand story for A plus content. It takes more than twice the same amount of time to do premium A plus content, which is why it costs more. If you hire your own designer, they'll tell you the same thing. We usually put about 16 images inside of standard, about 34 into premium, and 20 images into a brand story, give or take. You can use product images as part of that as a heads up. Module count, 7 modules on both the standard and the premium, 19 modules on the brand story. And we usually put about 500 words of crawlable text in the standard and about 400 on the premium. We have less room for text on the premium, ironically, because the images take up more of the space. That's fine. But we still want to get as much crawlable text in there as we can. And then usually about 200 words of crawlable text on the brand story. So you can purchase this at myamazonguy.com. Click on the A-plus content service menu right over here in the design section. We have all kinds of different designs that we build. We've probably built about 1,200, 1,300 A-plus contents. My agency is about 6 years old. There's a lot of free tips in here and suggestions on how to take advantage of it. So even if you don't want to purchase it from us, but you just want to duplicate our ideas or go look at some of our best practices, there's a ton of free content on here as well. So the do-it-yourself versus pro A-plus content, you can see kind of the pro advantages, the budget-friendly advantages, and the challenge that I typically see is the do-it-yourself people, they make the same mistakes. They don't use the product grid comparison, which is at the bottom of every single A-plus content, and they also don't use enough crawlable text, and they also don't fill out the alt text. Those are all the typical, most common mistakes I see made. Next, I want to show you where to load these. So if you go into Seller Central, go to Advertising and A-plus Content Manager. Inside of here, you can click on all of the available modules. Now, if you click on Start Creating A-plus Content, you may not see the Premium A-plus Content module here if you're a newer seller or haven't submitted somewhere around 15 different submissions of A-plus content. So in here, you can hit Create Basic, Create Premium, or Create a Brand Story. And then from there, you can then design it. So I'm going to go back into one of the ones we've previously done. So let's try, I was just looking through the list here. Let's try brand story. All right, so clicking on this, you can see what the difference between mobile or desktop will look like. It's a massive difference, and you do need to verify how it changes between mobile and desktop, because some things don't look as good, and you need to think about the fact that, I don't know, like 75% of people are purchasing on mobile versus desktop, so don't under-invest in that mobile view. So in here, if we were to click on edit on this to go and look at everything, there's text for headlines, there's text in the body text. Take advantage of those where applicable. Inside of the image keywords, you can stick keywords in here. So this one's not optimized yet, so it's got a little Latin text there to signal our SEO team to come in here and fill this out. You might do some keyword research here to see what would make the most sense, but the typical things you would want behind here are the most important keywords you are trying to rank at the top of search for. There are various keyword tools out there that you can use. We'll put a link to Data Dive in our description if you want to use a keyword tool to go out and find the best thing to do here. All right, so we got potty liners in here, and you can see all the different features, taking advantage of as much space as possible, comparing and contrasting, using multiple images, lots of body text, A-plus content, should have alt text, and all of those good things. After you do that, you would hit next, and you would apply the ASINs by searching for the ASIN here, and then you can do a bulk upload if you want to apply the same A-plus content to, I don't know, like 1,000 SKUs. You can do that, don't recommend it, and then hit next, review, and submit. If you have any challenges with the submission not going through fast enough, go back down to like one image, submit that. Then when you do an edit, it goes through almost instantaneous on subsequent edits. That's a quick hack for you. So if we go back to the A-plus content manager and go to a brand story, let's see if I can find one of my stories here. We'll do the same thing just to give you a peek of that. All right, so we got a Lakeshore brand story edit here. We'll hit edit on that. And in here, you can set a headline, body text, note, got a background image. And this one is just starting, so they don't have a lot of things built out yet, but here's a brand focus image. Here's all the ASIN showcases and a bunch of other products. All right, so we got a random draft in there. And that is the difference between all of the different modules. We've got regular standard A-plus content, premium A-plus content, and brand story. Get your copy of this over at myamazonguy.com and click on this next video if you want to watch my own designers build some of this stuff.